Okay, so let's start. We're in Hoidu, right? So there's the Pasuk, Zer Yisrael Avdo, right? The children of Israel, his servant, Bnei Yaakov Bechirav, the children of Yaakov, his chosen one. So there's two Bechinas over here that the Pasuk mentions. There's the Bechina of Avdus, of being an Eved, and there's the Bechina of being a Ben. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Shtei Bechinotein, there are two aspects. Bechinat Banim or Bechinat Avadim, the Bechina of children, Kiviyochol, children of Hashem, and the Bechina of servants of Hashem. Bonim Heim Baalei HaBechira, children, or sons, children, are those who have free choice. Vavadim letlu megamayu klum, whereas servants, they don't have anything of their own. V'chol ma shekana ha'eved kana rabo, and whatever a servant acquires, his master acquires, because it goes straight to the master. He doesn't even have a hand of his own. He's completely in the rishus, in the domain of the master. So ultimately, the servant is exactly opposite to the son. The son is a Baal Bechira. He's in his own rishus, he's in his own domain. He makes his own decisions. Whereas the servant does not make his own decisions. The servant doesn't really have a domain of his own. It doesn't have a life of his own in that sense. So these are two opposite aspects. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Yesh Bechinat Eved Shibchutami Bechinat Ben. There's an aspect of a servant that is lower than the aspect of a son, of a child. Vehi ma she'amru bizan she'enam oisim retzayin shel makom kruyim avodim. That's what the Gemara says, that when Klal Yisrael don't do the will of Hashem, so then they are called servants. They're a lower level when they're doing the will of Hashem, so they're called banim. They're called children of Hashem. But when they're not acting as children of Hashem, then they remain on a low level of servant. So that type of a Eved is lower, that aspect of Eved is lower than the aspect of Ben, right? They've been degraded, right? They're not doing the Ratzon of the Makom, so now they've been moved down a class. Ulam yesh bechinat Eved, shi lamala mebechinat Ben b'midah mesuyemet. However, there is an aspect of Eved, there is an aspect of being a servant, which is actually higher than the aspect of a son. In a certain measure, he says. B'midah mesuyemet, in a certain measure. Kimo she'amru, like they said, al Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara teaches us, the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, teaches us about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shu kisar lifnei ha'melech. He was compared to a minister before the king. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, shu ke'eved lifnei ha'melech. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was like a servant before the king. So the Gemara there says that Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa was a Talmud. He was a student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He went to learn by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So clearly Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was, you know, he was the Rebbe, he was the greater person, l'chora. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a child who was ill, and he requested from Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa to daven on his child's behalf, so that the child should be zocha to refuah. And that works. You know, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa davens, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's child has a refuah shlema, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, If I had put, here he quotes it over here, he says, "V'ilmalei tiach ben Zakkai ben Birkav kol hayom." Had I put my head between, you know, had Ben Zakkai, he says about himself, had Ben Zakkai put his head between his knees the entire day, which was like a position, the position that Rav Chanina ben Doisa used when davening. This is Gemara says he put his head between his birkaim. So had Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said about himself, had Ben Zakkai done that the entire day, could have been davening the entire day, lo hayanena, he still wouldn't have been answered. And you, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, You were answered. That's why I asked you. I knew you would be. So his wife then says, over there in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, his wife says, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, who's the Rebbe? Who's the Talmud? Are you saying that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is greater than you? So he says, no. I am like a sar lefnei hamelech. Whereas Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is like an eved lefnei hamelech. Okay, so this is the minister, the pashat pshat, which is in the different mefarshim, is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, where we get the expression sar ha-Torah, the minister of Torah. The Gemara talks about this, is that the person that's the bigger Talmud Chacham, the bigger great one in learning, so he's like a minister before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's another type of Avodah, which is the Avodah of Tefillah, the Avodah which is more an emotional connection to Hashem rather than the intellectual connection with Hashem. And there's a certain Mila, that's what the Gemara over there is saying, of the Eved. When the Eved before comes before a king, he's able to get things easier from the king than the minister. He's got, you know, easier access to him. He's in and out by in front of the king all the time. The Tsar, the minister, only at, you know, business hours, so to say, only it's when the king is interested in seeing him. So there's a certain aspect of the Eved has an easier time getting his requests fulfilled. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan Mazake is saying. No, listen, actually, I'm greater, but I'm like the minister. And Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, who apparently was the bigger, as far as the Avodah of Tefillah goes, he's the bigger davener, and that's his forte. And therefore, he's easier, he'll have an easier time that his tefillahs will be answered quicker than mine. And that's what the Gemara is expressing. So there's this Tsar, the minister, versus the Eved. And the Eved, in this aspect, is even higher than the Tsar. Not that in the total picture, the Eved is higher. But on a certain, that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is answering to his wife. No, listen, I'm greater. I'm, you know, like a Tsar. But in a certain aspect, there's, you know, he has a Mila, he has an advantage over me. Dafka, because he is an Eved. So Rabbi Yaakov Moshe explains, and this is a very, again, as we often have seen in the Sefer, this is somewhat paradoxical, what he's going to explain now. Ki habechira hi mitzad midas hadin, because the free choice is from the angle of midas hadin, the measure of judgment. V'ha'eved mishamesh b'midas harachamim, whereas the servant serves with the measure of mercy. Meaning, the whole concept of Bechira is that you should earn your living, right? You should earn your schar. We don't want nama de gisufa, we don't want bread of shame. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have that full goodness, and he knows in order for us to really appreciate the goodness and be happy with it, we have to earn it. That's midas hadin. You get what you paid for. You did the mitzvahs, you get schar. You don't do the mitzvahs, you don't get schar, and if you do averus, you get punished. So the bechira aspect that we have is one that evolves around midas hadin. Right? It's rooted. That relationship is a midas hadin relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The eved, though, is mishamish b'midas harachamim. Somebody wrote to me over here. He's experiencing an obstructed connection. Is anybody else? Is the connection okay by other people? If you want, you could type it in a chat or say it, whichever is easier.
Okay, Bobby.
Can you hear me? Okay. Okay. All right, so Avi, I guess it might be by you. All right. So... By the right. Okay, so by the Eved though, Ha'eved Mishamish B'midas Rachamim. Eved is Mishamish B'midas Rachamim, meaning he serves with the Midah of Rachamim. Because the servant is, you know, he works for the king. He's an extension, he's like the Yoda Arichta of the king. He's like a hand. He's like a limb of the king. So the king, the master of the Eved, has rachamim on the Eved, because be'etzem it's having mercy on himself. Right? It's not that the Eved deserves it, it's in my best interest. If he's my Eved, it's in my best interests to make sure he's healthy, he's strong, he gets what he needs. Right? He's happy. I'll get more out of him that way. It's actually interesting, just parenthetically, it's hard to put ourselves 100 years ago, you know, but Rav Kook has a, in his beer in Einaya, he talks about the slaves, and slave labor, and he was saying, the way he was writing, and it's a very interesting angle to think about, you know, again, we're talking about, he said, you know, there was this big move for emancipation to let the slaves free, right? He says, but you know what? The slaves, they actually had better lives than the paid workers. He's specifically there, he's talking about the miners. He says, if there were slaves mining, so the slave master doesn't want any of his miners dying because they're his property. So he took good care of them. But once it became paid labor, he says, the mining industry, that was the example he uses, it's a disaster because it's paid labor. I couldn't care less if the guy drops dead. I'll just pay another guy to do it after that. So they work under terrible, terrible hazards, you know, safety hazards and terrible health conditions because I couldn't give a darn. So there's, I'm just saying that expresses that angle that he's talking about, that expresses this thing that the master cares about his Eved. He doesn't necessarily care about his paid worker, and that's of course the difference between a smart boss and an unsmart, you know, a non-smart boss. Boss is the smart boss realizes that yes, he'll actually get more out of his paid worker if he treats him well and, you know, has Rosh Gadol, a larger picture, right? But there are others, many of them, that look at the paid workers as just, you know, okay, if they don't like it, tough luck, I'll get another one afterwards. You know? Have they looked at that? So, you know, the paid workers say, he treats me like a slave. No, you wish he would treat you as a slave. then he'd take care of you. So, in any case. So he says like this. Those are the two things. There's the Bechira, is mitzad midas hadin. Bechira is mitzad midas hadin. V'ha'eved meshamish b'midas harachamim. Whereas the Eved serves b'midas harachamim with the measure of mercy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goyzer v'atzadik mevatel. That's the Eved aspect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees something and the tzadik comes ahead and cancels it. Why? Because he requests of Hashem or demands from Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, fine. I give in. I don't want to disturb, I don't want to upset my tzaddik, I don't want to upset my eved in that sense. Al Kain, therefore, says Rabbi Akamasha, HaBen Shu Bal HaBechira B'midas HaDin Hu Ve'eino Yochel Lifol Kamei HaEved Shu Mebchinas HaShitub Shel Midas Racham En L'midas HaDin Kesherah HaKadosh Baruch She'ein Olam Yochel La'amid B'midas HaDin. The son who is a Bal Bechira, he works through Midas HaDin, and he's not able to do as much as the Eved is, who comes from that aspect of the joining together of the Midas HaRachamim to the Midas HaDin. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the world was not able to live only up or live under this Midas HaDin, so Chazal say, right, that he joined together the Midas HaRachamim to the Midas HaDin. The Eved functions on that level, on that aspect of the Midas HaRachamim that's joined to the Midas HaDin. The reason that I say that this piece is a little bit is quite paradoxical in a certain, right, is because the idea of Eved, Kabbalistically speaking, is in the Bechina, we've spoken it many times, of Malchus. And that's what he indicates when he says to him that Eved has Les Lehu Migarmayu Klum. That's Lashon that the Zohar uses when referring to the Midah of Malchus, which is the bottom sphera, it's the receptacle sphere there, right? The sphere that acts as a receptacle, as a receiver. So it doesn't have any of its own light, it only expresses and manifests the light that's shown into it, right? Like the mashal of the moon that, you know, just radiates from the sunlight, that reflects the sunlight that it receives. So the Baal Bechira, though, generally speaking, would relate to, let's say, the Teferis Sphera, which is a higher Sphera, okay? And that's where our Bechira really is, like that higher level. So generally speaking, if I look at Teferis and Malchus, the Teferis is the Midas HaRachamim, and the Eved, the Malchus, is the Midas HaDin. See that? And here he's swapping it. Now, we explained it, so it makes sense. What he's doing makes a lot of sense. But it's a little bit mind-twisting to understand how does it plug back in to the Kabbalah. Okay? Now, you got the question, first of all?
Yes or no?
Somebody who's a Baal Bechira is a Mashpia. Why? Because he's making choices that have an effect. Based on his decision, the situation is going to change. His situation might be, but the situation is going to change. So he is higher than Malchus, whatever it is. We'll call it Teferis, it's just that it works with the system the best. The Malchus is the Midas HaDin. Actually, all this farm bring down the Gemara. Dina de Malchusa Dina. That's Malchus is Din. And here he's using the Eved as the one who's using the Midas HaRachamim, and the Baal Bechira as the Midas HaDin. So it's paradoxical, but yes, if we think about it, it kind of makes sense. Because that's the whole Vart in the Mashpia. The whole Vart in the Mashpia, the whole Vart in the Doer, the fact that Hashem gave us Bechira, is that we should be Zocha Bedin. So it's my Bechina itself is the Midah of Rachamim, the Midah of Hashpa, of giving, but the result that we're looking for, the game plan is for me to tap into the Midas HaDin, is for me to earn, which is Midas HaDin. And it's the flip side with the Eved. The Eved's whole Mahus is for him to be, he is an Eved. That's his essence. He is the din. He is the receiver. He is the receptacle. That's his. But that receptacle, the purpose of that receptacle in a certain sense, is to flesh out, is to receive that Shefa from the Midas HaRachamim, is to receive from the Midas HaRachamim and do something with it. That's the purpose of it. So there's always this paradox, where I always say this when it comes to Kabbalah, that's very important to know, is what you see is always the opposite of the essence. We've spoken about it many times. The expression is always exactly opposite to what's inside. So the Baal Bechira, what you see is the Midas HaDin that he gets for his Bechira. And the Eved, what you see is the opposite of Din. You see his manifesting of chesed. He's always doing, he's always, you know, he's always expressing the shefa of the master. He's the doer. The Eved is the actual doer. In that sense, he's like the mashpia. Like, it looks all, becomes it's paradoxical in that sense. Okay. So, Al-Kain, therefore, be Yisrael, by the Jewish people, tzarech she'tiyena nimtzo shtei abchinas gam yachad, you need to have both these aspects together, banim v'avodim, children and servants, din v'rachamim, judgment and mercy. Zos v'od, and there's another thing here, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Be'yachas she'bein ha'golel ne'elam, regarding the relationship between the revealed and the concealed. Lo'olam ha'gilu yugmar hu'kimar medlim in ha'ne'elam. The revealed aspect is always like a tiny drop of the concealed aspect. You know, whatever you see is always the tip of the iceberg. The main koach, the main power, remains concealed. Dveikus Yisroel, it's kind of like, you know, the studies of the brain. The brain is actually used over the course of the lifetime, a very, very small percentage. Right? Which means it's the actual brain power really remains concealed. It never becomes manifest. Most of it. Now, Dveikos Yisrael b'kutsha b'richu, he be'ikur b'tzad anelam. the attachment of the Jewish people to the Kadosh Baruch Hu is primarily on the hidden side of things. Shebo Yisrael Ein Bebechinas Kodesh, and in that aspect, the Jewish people are in the Bechina of Kodesh, of holiness. Even though, if we're going to talk about the Jewish people as far as their revealed aspect goes, so there are tzaddikim, there are mediocre people that are, you know, not tzaddikim, not rishayim, and then there are rishayim, right? Rashi Tevis Tzibur, tzaddikim, benin, and rishayim. That's what the community is made up of. There's different types of people. They're not all Kodesh. They're not, in that sense, in the revealed aspect. They're not all, right? But Tzad Hanelam, so even though in the revealed aspect you have different types of people, including Rishayim, but in their hidden side, Nemabem, it says about them, Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim. Your people are all Tzadikim. What do you mean they're all Tzadikim? Go outside. They don't seem to all be Tzadikim. You can see clearly they're not all Tzadikim. No, yes, they are all Tzadikim, but in the hidden aspect. Ma'ase yadai liyitpa'er. Says Rabbi Akamosha. We've spoken this a number of times, Rabbi Akamosha. This is part of the big yesodis of Rabbi Akamosha and Rav Kook, is to judge and to look at the Jewish people based on their tzad anelam. That's the ikr. You know, the sometimes unmanifested potential that's inside there. Halacha hi. The halacha is she'eved Yisrael ein guf akanoi. The Jewish Eved, right? There's two types of Avodim we learn about in Kiddushin, Eved Kanani and Eved Ivri, right? The non-Jewish Eved and the Jewish Eved. The Jewish Eved, the halachic status is that his body is not acquired. You buy his services, but his body is not yours. Mishum shekol echad ve'echad miYisrael kano v'shal l'kutshe b'richu. Because every single Jewish person is already bought. He's already acquired and given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadai hem v'lo avadim la'avadim, says the Gemara Kedushin. You can't sell the Eved forever because his body is not, right? Lo tzimachet l'tzmitut. Why? Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, because the Jewish people are my avadim. They are my avadim and they're not avadim to other avadim. So a Jew can't buy the guf of another Jew because you are also my Eved, and as my Eved, you can't buy another Eved. Nimtza, so it comes out. All the kinyonim, all the acquisitions that we learn about, the halachic acquisitions that regarding the Jewish Eved, are only from the revealed aspect. But from the concealed aspect, there is no kinyon in the Jew. Bilti l'Hashem levado, except to Hashem. He belongs to the Jew. You could buy certain revealed aspects of him, right? Not his essence. You can't buy him. You can't buy the person. You can buy his services, the revealed things, the things that he does, right? But mitzan, his hidden aspect, he remains God's. Sheloke eved akum, and this is different than the eved kanani, right? Sheyesh bo metzius shegufa kani, that halachically you do buy his body. He belongs to you. Mikan, from here. From here we see she'amna mimena b'china galuya b'yachas ha'tuarim ben ve'eved. That regarding, right, the as far as the revealed aspect regarding the descriptions of son and servant, ben ve'eved, tora eved katan yoter. So the description, the title eved, servant, that is a smaller title, right? We're not looking necessarily, it doesn't sound so thrilling, you know, being eved. But from the hidden aspect of every Jewish person, Hator Eved Niskov Ma'od, that Tor, that description, that title of being an Eved is very exalted. Because the essence of that title is that you are a complete acquisition of God's. You completely belong to God. L'chach Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, shebechinasa yimei madregas hanistav hanelam b'chol shleimusa, that Moshe Rabbeinu's bechina was from the highest, right, most hidden madrega level, right, in all its shleimus, in all its perfection of a klil ahoyd v'adr shabba, with all its beauty and splendor, ma'atzinu shtin shtabech b'tor yevet Hashem, Moshe, the greatest of men, what is he praised with? He's praised with that beautiful title, Eved Hashem, servant of Hashem. Noirahu chelkam shel Yisrael shehem gam bebchinas ben vegam bebchinas eved. How awesome, says Rabbi Yaakov Meir, is the lot of the Jewish people that they both have that aspect of son of Hashem, ben, and also the aspect of eved, servant of Hashem, because there's something very, very, very chashuv to this level of being the eved of eved Hashem. It's a very, very big madrega, and Rabbi Yaakov Meir here is saying, is that really, just the way the concealed is always higher, the fact that we are avadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really a higher, a deeper level than the fact that we're banim l'Hashem Elokeichem, because the banim is something that's totally in the bechira, which you really have to earn. And by the way, that explains the machlokes, right? Rabbi Yehuda Meir, are they still banim even after they sin or not? Right? How could they not be banim? Yeah, because it's totally in the bechira aspect. No, it comes along and it says that ben kach u ben kach kruim banim. They're still called banim. Why? Because they have the potential. Because of the hidden potential in them to that they will at some point, you know, everybody's going to do tshuva, because I'll say the loss of love, all the Jewish people are going to get to their tikkun at some point. It might just be through very unpleasant stuff, right? And punishments and gilgulim and whatever, but at the end of the day, their shlemus of their being banim is going to become over the table. You're going to actually see it in the right way. But the eved aspect is the essence of being Hashem's. I just want to add to this one other thing before we finish here. I saw actually Reb Dov Yaffa in his Sefer La'avdecha Be'emes at the beginning of Parshas Emor. Okay, so at the beginning of Parshas Emor, the pasuk says, "V'koin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo." The coin, when he will buy a nefesh as right acquisition of his money, hu yochal bo, meaning the eved, a coin that buys an eved. So the Eved is allowed to eat Truma. Everyone was learning Yevamos recently, so there was like a lot of talk of this sugya, not so long ago. V'yilid beisay heim yeichlu b'lachmai. And also the children of his house, they can eat of his bread, of Truma. So Reb Dov Yaffa says, Shamati mi'agoyin Reb Yaakov Moshe charlap zatzal. Look at that. This is a gem, because as far as I know, I don't think this piece is written. I'm pretty knowledgeable in this. I don't remember such a piece, and I looked around also a little bit. So I think this is actually a gem that Rabbi Dov Yaffa records to us that he heard from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe that I don't think is printed. So anyway, he says, I heard from Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Chalap Zatzal, Lekach Nifla Mepasik Zeh, a beautiful lesson, an awesome lesson from this pasuk, Shematir la'eved kanani shel koyin lechal b'truma, that permits an eved kanani, a goyish eved of a koyin, to eat truma. He says as follows: Hinei dagato shel eved kanani p'chusa midagato shel Yisrael lagil. The level of an eved kanani is lower than the madrega of a regular Jewish person. V'chayiv b'mitzvos rak isha, of a Jewish man, right? He's only chayiv in mitzvos, like a woman. That's his level of the amount of mitzvahs, even though he's a man, right? So that shows that he's lower than the regular Jewish man. He doesn't have as many mitzvahs. And even still, the Torah permits him to eat truma if he's an eved of a kohen, despite the fact that a Yisrael gomer that eats truma, a complete, regular, full-fledged Yisrael that eats truma, is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim if he eats. Einzos, ele mishum sheyeshkan, hitpashtut kdushas hakauna shela odoin al avdo. This completely is because there's a spreading out of the kedusha of the kahuna of the master onto the eved. In other words, the fact that this guy is an eved of the kohen, so the kedusha of the master of the kohen spreads out onto the eved himself. And now the Eved has a certain level of Kedushas HaKohuna, which a Jewish person couldn't have. Yisrael Gomer can't have. Only Kohanim. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Me'ata. What do we learn from this? Mishe Zochel Yot Eved Hashem. If somebody merits to be the Eved of Hashem, Hinehu Zochel Yidei Kach Shetispashet Elav Kedusha Mikdushas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this, the Kedusha of the master of Hashem will also spread over the person. He'll get the kedusha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, mekor kol hakedushas, the source of all holiness. Ha'im yachol elias ma'ala gadayla mezu? Can there be a bigger ma'ala than that? To be an eved Hashem. You're an extension of the master. That's more than just the ben. The ben is his own person still. He has his own. But here you're an extension of the master. If you're an eved Hashem, you have kedushas Hashem kibayachol. It's unbelievable. It's a very big, very big darga. Okay, any madre, any questions and or ha'aris? You might have been about to say something earlier. Not enough. Okay. Beseder. Anybody on Zoom? Okay, cool. We're ending today only after a half hour because we said, you know, we want to keep the time because it's so late. But Shabbos, we want to keep it within that 10:30, 10:35 range at the latest. So we'll stop here. Shavua Tov to everyone. And hope to see everyone next week. Bez Hashem. Kal Tov.
Shavua Tov. Thanks very much.